what's that wordy word? Ladies and gentlemen, kings and queens, gods and goddesses, what y'all on? How y'all coming? I'm Old Dog, the Money Man. Mr. Ain't Got It On Me, I Got It In Me. Bringing y'all a pre-recorded podcast for the umpteen time. It's live to me and pre-recorded to y'all. Same toilet, different feces, you hear me? Before I get into food for thought, I want to get something off my chest real quick. Somebody told me to speak on it, so I will do so. Food for thought is very important, but it'll wait for a couple minutes. We live in a society of seriousness, and then we also live in a society where there's no seriousness or not enough. Seems like when it's time to be serious, everybody's a joke. And when it's time to joke, everybody want to be serious. Allegedly, it's too late. We definitely need to protect our women more, our children more, ourselves, our knowledge, not just the people in general, because the body will perish, the flesh will perish, but the soul is forever. But the soul allegedly passed on to another dimension or whatever it may go, and it won't matter anymore for why we're here. We got to make the best of it. We need to respect our women more, because our women is responsible for life on earth. You can have all the sperm you want. You can skeet all the sperm you want. But if you ain't got that female pushing that baby out, or that female carrying that baby so that baby can be nourished and survive and live and grow to be a fetus and a healthy fetus so it can come out and be a part of this world, you ain't gonna have nothing. What's sperm without an egg? What's an egg without a female? We gotta stop acting like women are not important. Women are the most important being on the planet. And that's not just humans. I'm talking about female animals, female fish, female everything. How the fuck you think you eat animals? How the hell you think you eat chickens and eggs every day? A female's hatching them eggs. A female is responsible for all those chickens running around that you eat every day. A female is responsible for them beef ribs and shit that you eat. Even Angus meat or beef that comes from the male, the bull. A female is responsible for having that bull. Let's not forget. A female is responsible for all them fish that we eat in the sea. From the crabs to the shrimps to the tuna to the fish with fins on it. Grouper, snapper, all the above. A female. Not a male, but a female. A female is the reason why. Not to give a man less credit, but a female is the reason why there's plenty of everything to go around on this planet. She's the reason. She is the reason for these little beings that's trying to grow up to become adults or bigger. She's responsible for the protection of them. Because there's no love and protection like a mother's love and protection. We're not going to discredit the fathers. Let's be realistic. A mother is responsible for a lot, more so than a father. We're not going to discredit the male, but the female, she goes through a lot. Menstrual cycles, chemical imbalances, emotions, letdowns, people are sexist towards her, so on and so forth. I could write a book. No, I'm not being biased, whatever y'all want to call it. I'm speaking my reality, my facts, my truth, and what the fuck I see. Somebody needs to speak out about this. We need to protect our women. We need to protect our women from domestic violence. We need to protect our women from this thought activity that's going on social media. And believe it or not, once upon a time, I thought the thought activity would, you know, cease a little bit. It would clear out a little bit, but it's gotten worse. There are some things that are temporary, like a trend. But when it comes to anything sexual, it's hard to do away with that, because the average human being has had sex. There ain't many virgins out here, unless they're small children, and they supposed to be. But as far as adults, ain't many virgin adults. And so the average person loves sex, male and female, especially male. And the fact of the matter is, it's becoming a plague within our black women. Not to say other women don't do it, but you look on social media, TikTok, things of that nature, especially Instagram, you see a lot of black women twerking, showing butt cheeks, legs wide open, you know, selling photos and videos for cash, things of that nature. All it is a social media way of prostitution. It's social media prostitution. And it's, I guess it's legal to sell pictures instead of selling your body. I mean, you got weirdos out here that are jack off to anything. They jack off to their own mama. Nobody will find out. And I hate to speak on that, but it's crazy out here. There was a post that was made about a female. She had to be no older than 15, 16 years old. And I guess she was in school or whatever. And one of her peers asked her, had a microphone and everything. She gave her a little quick interview and asked her a couple questions. She asked her, what is something that you never told your parents, or you would never tell your parents? I can't remember how she worded it. And the little girl said, I sucked my uncle's dick. I had to swallow my pride and everything else that came behind it. I don't think I had any spit to swallow, because, man, it's... And the little girl was just smiling about it like it was cool or cute or some pedophilia incest going on. That ain't just pedophilia from my uncle's standpoint. That is incest. That's why you gotta watch your kids, man. You gotta watch your family members. You gotta watch your new boyfriends, the stepfathers, whoever, because things ain't what it used to be. These females are being taken advantage of. They're afraid to speak out. They don't want to speak out. You might even have a couple on that might like you and don't know no better. But for the most part, I'm pretty sure these young girls are not enjoying that bullshit. They just afraid to speak out because the guy might make a threat. And sometimes there are females that do molest children, male and female. And so it's like they might say something slick to the child, brainwash the female or the male, whoever they're taking advantage of. You never know. You might have one damn uncle or one stepfather that might take advantage of all the kids. You can never see it coming. Then when they grow up, they speak out on it. They have a vendetta against their parent and mother, because even though they don't speak about it to their mother, they have a vendetta against their mother, all because they felt like their mother should have saw it coming or should have knew about it, when really the mother don't really know, because the mother's brainwashed too, and she's so in love with this boyfriend, or she think this uncle just the coolest uncle in the world, or coolest brother in the world, whoever he may be. And that's not the case. We have to be more careful. Everybody's not our friend. Everybody's not our family, even though they're blood kin. It's wild out here, man. You can't trust nothing or nobody. I mean, not only do they steal from you, they set you up. So take heed to who's around you. Watch your kids, because they are your responsibility. At least till they get grown and able. Just because they're 21 and up, doesn't mean they're grown. Some kids don't leave the nest. Some kids don't grow up fast enough, because maybe you didn't teach them. Somebody got to teach somebody. And speaking of teaching, we live in a society where everybody's stuck on being on a wave. Everybody's stuck on being on a trend. And when you're stuck on a trend and a wave, you're stuck on something that's temporary. Society is just so stuck on worrying about now instead of long term. I get it. Now counts. Tomorrow ain't promised. Yesterday is gone. But how are you going to fix things for your young generation, your children, your children's children, if you're not thinking about long term? People wake up every day to ride a trending train that is temporary. Every fucking day, everybody's doing things on social media, things of that nature. That's all temporary for the now and not for the future. None of this shit matters in the future. None of this shit is made for the future. And y'all know this. And people still get up every day to do something that's for now, that matters now. 5 years from now, it won't mean shit. It will be forgotten about. Why do y'all wake up every single day dealing with trendings, things that are temporary that will pass on, instead of dealing with things and want to deal with things and do things that are futuristic or long term? I don't get it. I never understood it. I don't think it's just people, because a lot of people don't understand. They don't get it. They just doing something they think is fun for the moment. People don't give a fuck anymore, because people, for the most part, have short attention span. They have ADD and a lot of other disabilities. And you know, the government play a big part and role in it, because people's attention span is short. And of course, they're not worried about the future. They're worried about now. And now, it's becoming too much of a short matter for them. So imagine something that's futuristic. They're not thinking about the future. They can't barely deal with now, so the future won't even matter, because their mind doesn't even expand that far. And that's sad. You're not just the children, the adults also. That's the society we live in. Everybody's for now. Everybody's for trends. Everybody's for the waves that's popping. They're not thinking about the future. They're just like an artist. You might be popping now. You might be popping for a little bit, but you won't mean shit in the next 2 years. You won't even have a name anymore. Nobody knows you. Nobody will want to listen to you. You have no more music left in you. You are now and not later. You are temporary. And we don't need any more temps. We don't. And just like, I'm going to compare something. I don't agree with either one, especially the fact that I changed my life. But the one I will respect the most, if I had a choice between a scammer and a drug dealer, it would be a drug dealer. And the reason why I say this is because scammers, all they do is take from innocent people and ruin their lives. Scammers are lazy. Anybody can become a scammer. Anybody can. Some goofball, cornball, lame can just wake up in the morning and scam somebody. Scam somebody's family, mother, somebody that's hungry. And don't give a fuck. They easily go around scamming. They not working and hustling for it. They not going strong for it. They doing some sneaky bitch made shit. These females drop their drawers for it. These corny ass, lame ass scammers. They basically in the way. They don't put money up to invest. They don't put money back into the neighborhood. They don't do things drug dealers used to do back in the day. The drug dealers were back in the day, they would spend money and send everybody to the store and get them something to eat, something to drink, kids candy, ice cream, or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Give grandmas money, pay a couple bills, their mamas, aunties, neighborhood, godmamas. Kids would buy the ice cream truck out. The ice cream truck would be, have to go re-up because the dope boy that gave all the kids all their money, all them ones and fives and tens, and the ice cream truck ain't got no more ice cream. He done made his money for the day. Everybody was plentiful. Everybody was getting money. Everybody had something to do and something to eat, even the kids. That's what drug dealers did. It was real. They took care of the hood. They didn't tolerate no scamming grandma's credit cards and robbing grandma's and grannies and shit. They didn't tolerate no scammers coming through. They didn't tolerate no snitching. They didn't tolerate no pedophilia. They didn't tolerate nothing in the hood. They got rid of your ass if they kill you first. Even a clucker, a smoker, a customer, a junkie, whatever you want to call them, knew not to get out of line. They beat their ass too. Somebody need to put these scammers in their place, beat their ass, fuck them up. You got some goofballs that literally talk to a female, grab her phone, get her number, and go into her Cash App, send all the money he can to his Cash App, and then delete her Cash App. By the time she done uploaded it, she didn't realize that he didn't got her. He'll change his name or something, or take the money off his card. He don't give a fuck about that card, because that card ain't even in a real name. And last but not least, he can get more. Because you can get as many Cash Apps as you really want, being technical. Especially after the creator of Cash App got murdered in broad daylight, cold blood. Ain't no telling what's gonna come next. A scammer's a scammer. He don't give a fuck who he get. But it's a dangerous job, because selling drugs is dangerous enough, and you poison the neighborhood, but you fucking up lives also when you scamming. And you can take from the wrong motherfucker, and they will kill you. So when you scamming out there, know what you're doing. If you're gonna be great, be the best at it. But just don't. Jail or death can be waiting on you. You know what I'm saying? Every day, every time you wake up, you thinking about scamming somebody. You know, you fucking up. Just like a drug dealer. Don't sell drugs forever. Don't scam forever. Take that money, flip it, do something positive with it. You scammers need to get back to the community. Instead of tricking off on women all day, buying yourself shoes, and you ain't doing nothing with your money, with the community. You ain't doing nothing for nobody. You ain't giving nobody nothing. Y'all ain't did shit. Y'all's a bunch of goofies scamming people. Bunch of lames. You're not no real hustlers. You're not no gangsters. You're not no trap niggas. You're nothing. You don't mean nothing to dudes like me. And that's why I said what I said. I respect the trap dealers, the trappers, the dope boys, more so than the scammers. Scammers is bums to me. I don't trust you. I don't want you around me. I respect the dude that's trying to hustle, but I can't respect the dude that's trying to scheme and steal. The worst person to ever deal with is a thief. That's the worst person. Scammers are thieves. They take something that don't belong to them. At least with a hustler, everybody knows he's a drug dealer because he look like one. He dressed like one. He got all his jewelry on. All the junkies know him. They know what they expect. Everybody know he's about a dollar what he does. Even though he don't want you to know, but who, I mean, come on, it's the hood. Police might not know, but the hood do. But still can't trust your fellow friends and neighbors and families, because you never know who might set you up. And scammers, they fuck the game up, believe it or not. Take care of your kids, take care of women, take care of everybody. And stop killing each other, because you know we're killing all the fathers and brothers and sons, and we need them, just like we need the woman. These children shouldn't have to run around without a father figure or a father in general. Sad you have to have a father figure, not a father. I mean, damn, why it's got to be a figure? But it's sad, because we have more figures out here than we do fathers. We should just have fathers and not father figures. You know, we don't need add-ons. We need the real deal. And that's what they're not getting. I know a lot of these guys have passed on. A lot of them are dead. A lot of them going to do life in prison. I mean, I know I get it. And it's sad it's got to be that way. But we have been brainwashed so deeply into slavery. It's like we can't climb out of that crab bucket hole. It's like being a crab in the bucket. One crab, bring one crab down to climb up, and he don't realize he bringing himself down on top of them. Crab in the bucket effect. One crab using the other crab just to climb up and not giving a fuck about none of them. Just to see himself fall right back down the bottom of the barrel. what crabs are. That's what they do. They don't realize it. What goes around comes around. What you do to others will come back to you. You can be the biggest dope boy, the biggest robber, the biggest scammer, biggest pimp, biggest whatever, or the smallest. There's no Richter scale on karma, and there's no Richter scale on sin. I'm gonna say it again. There's no Richter scale on karma, and there's no Richter scale on sin. Stop thinking that your sin is less than a person that raped and robbed and molested a child. All of this shit is the same. In the eyes of the Creator, all of the things that we do are the same, especially when they're wrong. You can do a million righteous things, but you do one wrong thing, those righteous things won't even count. They'll be forgotten about it and erased. Trust and believe that. If you don't believe me, look into it. Do your study. Do your research. Speak to the Creator. If you believe in a higher power, speak to the Creator by yourself. Build your own personal relationship with the Creator, and you'll see what I'm talking about. He will give you answers that you never thought you ever get. Been there and done that. For sure. Food for thought, as I was speaking on earlier. Do your own thing. Don't be a follower. Be a leader. If you're gonna do something, lead. Don't follow behind nobody. Because they can fall into a hole, and you falling right behind them, you're gonna fall into that hole. Excuse me. But if you're the leader, you can dodge the hole and save everybody behind you. But if you a leader and you ain't the right leader, you go on the right path, the wrong path, excuse me, you fall into a hole, it's gonna be a domino effect. Everybody gonna fall with you because they followers. They don't know no better. You got them brainwashed, they following you. But if you're a real leader, you will only allow them to follow you the right path. You will allow them to be leaders of their own, so they can lead their family, lead their little ones, lead others behind them. Because leaders build leaders. Leaders create other leaders. Leaders help other leaders. Leaders recognize other leaders. Ain't many of us, but it's enough for us to say, hey, enough is enough. Let's step up to the plate. Enough with the bullshit. Enough of the temporary shit. The trends. You know what I'm saying? The waves. Let's do something long term. Let's do something that's going to help the kids, that's going to help the elders, that's going to help ourselves. Let's generate some shit that's going to work. And not let the haters of the enemy, of the demons, devils intervene with anything. That's all I'm saying. I really want to talk about information. See, we live in a world where there's false information. We live in a world where there's I don't know information. We live in a world where there's free information. And when I say I don't know information, these are sources that you read, you take their word for it, but you can't prove that it's right or wrong, true or false. You can't tell a agreeable from a disagreeable these days. Even with a world of free information, still can be false information. You have to be careful what you take in. We live in a world where men tend to add words to things, subtract words from things, and switch words around. Either way it goes, still gonna be a lie. Or we can go even deeper and say their version. How accurate can something be if it's another man or woman's version? Can't be that accurate. We don't know. But we just know we're going off somebody else's version. Yes, it's okay to take a man or woman's word. But in this day in society, you can't believe shit you see in here. Because there's a possibility that you're going to eventually run into a lie or hear a lie before the day is up. Bad enough we are lied to by our own government. We're lied to by the ones that are supposed to love us, that allegedly claim that they love us. and they lie to us every day. We also tell lies that we know we're not supposed to tell. And we still tend to get by with the bullshit. False information is dangerous. A man with lack of knowledge is dangerous. A man with no conscience is a dangerous man. A man with a jealous spirit is a dangerous man. But I will tell you, one of the most dangerous of all is a liar. A man who lies and manipulates the system and a person, a group of people, is a dangerous person. You don't know when they tell the truth. You don't know when to trust them. You don't know what they up to, what they got going on. That's why we have a world of free information, but we also have a world of false information. Because somebody took into their own hands to create their own ceremony, to create their own source, to create their own way of living, their way of thinking, their own information. And then last but not least, their own version of things. And when you create your own version, that's your version. It's for you. It benefits you. So why push the narrative and push your way of life, your way of thinking, your version out on other innocent people? But we live in a society where everybody wants to follow something or somebody. Everybody wants to be like something or somebody, just like a child or a toddler. And they listen to the wrong people, the wrong leaders. But at the end of the day, there's only one leader, real leader. That's the Most High Creator. I don't care who you from. Who you are and where you from. That's the only one creator. See, me, I believe in things being spiritually discerned. So, yes, some people read the word. They read different books and things of that nature. I'm down for that, too. But I like to be connected to my creator spiritually. Because I know if I'm connected to him spiritually, or whatever you choose to call my creator, your creator, I know that I'm connected deeply and I'm connected for life. But I face temptations every day. I wake up and I face demons all the time because of who I am and that I'm direct descendant of the Most High Creator. And I know who I am and I know my worth. Most people don't know their worth. They don't know who they are. But when you're somebody to the Most High, and he seek that you gain knowledge and you're blessed, you're going to get what you deserve. And he's going to make sure that. Got to excuse my cough because throat kind of dry. And yeah, you know the routine. I'm going to get a bottle of water real soon. We need to protect our women. Our women are very important. Should have to treat our women the way they. I know a lot of women do bullshit. They talk crazy. They are crazy. They can be mentally abusive. Some can be physically abusive. You know, some can be cheaters. Yeah. Men do the same thing. Doesn't make neither one of us right. Excuse me, but I will say this. Women need more protection than we do. We're going to have to be the ones to protect them other than God himself. We're put here to protect our women. And, you know, excuse me. Women are very important. A lot of sex trafficking going on, body trafficking, kidnapping, putting our women out there, so on and so forth. Ain't no protection. We just sit back and let the shit happen. But it's cool, though, because guess what? God get the last laugh and the last word and the last judgment. That's what people fail to realize. I hate to see the faces of evil that's locked away in these ice walls and in these places like Antarctica and things of that nature. Because I know it's going to be some shit real soon. So, you know what I'm saying? Keep yourself clean. Stay out of people's faces if you can. You know, keep your hand sanitizer around. Wash your hands at all times. If you choose to use a mask, choose to use it. it's not 100% safe. It's actually more dangerous for you than anything because of carbon monoxide, CO2, and all types of bullshit. But they're not going to tell you that. They want you to have low brain oxygen and more carbon monoxide inhaling to your brain and body. So all the toxins and shit that you had exhaling is coming right back into your body. Where the fuck else is it going? So, you know, we need to use our minds and stuff. My next episode, I will be speaking about COVID and diseases and CDC and all of that. I did used to date, my high school sweetheart is a scientist at the CDC. I'm not going to say her name. I'm not going to give her away like that because I promised her I wouldn't do that. She said she didn't mind. But respectfully, I'm going to respect her will and her safety because she said it is dangerous telling people what's going on and ain't so many black women that work at the CDC. Handful, so I'm going to be careful what I say. But I will spill some information that she's given me and some logic and so on and so forth. But I appreciate the information she's giving me when she ain't have to do it. She trusted me with this information. And I'm going to trust that y'all take this information in and spread the word to your fellow loved ones and siblings and friends and even your enemies, because everybody needs to know. Sooner or later, we all gonna have to come together and fight, do whatever we gotta do to survive. So don't let your guards down. Appreciate y'all listening. Other than that, y'all stay tuned for some more heat. Y'all stay up, stay clean, stay alert, and stay dangerous. Oh no.